Captain Frankel looked down at his hands, looked up again at Hendrick. "Young man, you are under a misapprehension very common among civilians. You think that your superior officers are not permitted to lay hands on you, as you put it. Under purely social conditions, that is true. Say if we happen to run across each other in a theater or a shop, I would have no more right, as long as you treated me with the respect due my rank, to slap your face than you have to slap mine. But in line of duty, the rule is entirely different." The captain swung around in his chair and pointed at some loose-leaf books. "There are the laws under which you live. You can search every article in those books, every court-martial case which has arisen under them, and you will not find one word which says or implies that your superior officer may not lay hands on you or strike you in any other manner in line of duty. Hendrick, I could break your jaw, and I simply would be responsible to my own superior officers as to the appropriate necessity of the act. But I would not be responsible to you. I could do more than that. There are circumstances under which a superior officer, commissioned or not, is not only permitted but required to kill an officer or a man under him without delay and perhaps without warning, and far from being punished, be commended. To put a stop to pusillanimous conduct in the face of the enemy, for example." The captain tapped on his desk. "Now, about these batons. They have two uses. First, they mark the men in authority. Second, we expect them to be used on you, to touch you up and keep you on the bounce. You can't possibly be hurt with one, not the way they are used. At most, they sting a little, but they save thousands of words. Say you don't turn out on the bounce at Reveille. No doubt the duty corporal could wheedle you, say, 'Pretty please, with sugar on it. Inquire if you'd like breakfast in bed this morning. If we could spare one career corporal, just to nursemaid you.' We can't. So he gives your bedroll a whack and trots on down the line, applying the spur where needed. Of course, he could simply kick you, which would be just as legal and nearly as effective. But the general in charge of training and discipline thinks that it is more dignified, both for the duty corporal and for you, to snap a late sleeper out of his fog with the impersonal rod of authority. And so do I. Not that it matters what you or I think about it. This is the way we do it." Captain Frankel sighed.